and Nguyen Nia. That means hello in the Oi language, which is spoken in Ghana and Togo by approximately 3 million people.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, from our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA. Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the planet.
View our programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east, in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa, or anywhere in the world online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, OLAC, or Vietnam, is chosen as the first country to implement the United Nations One UN program. In humanitarian news, the European Union allocates 1 million euros to help Nicaragua rebuild. In green technology news, a floating island that produces solar energy is being constructed. In education news, Afghanistan girls are encouraged to go to school. In animal news, a Labrador named Brother demonstrates brotherly love. All this and more on your all-positive channel, Supreme Master Television.
Today, October 5th, World Teachers' Day, was inaugurated by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, in 1994. World Teachers' Day is a day to reflect upon the positive influence that teachers have on students' lives. It is also a day to honor the commitment teachers make to their students and their profession. May God bless the teachers of our world who devote their lives to the development of their students and the improvement of our planet.
News. Korean heads of state sign joint declaration of peace. After two rounds of official meetings, North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il and South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun signed a joint declaration of peace on Thursday. The eight-point declaration calls for a permanent peace regime that would end the current armistice regime and formally bring peace on the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders also pledged mutual respect, trust, and prosperity through various cooperative efforts transcending ideological differences. Congratulations, and heaven bless President Roh and Supreme Leader Kim on this agreement. May your summit herald a new era of peace in Korea, Asia, and the world.
Flying news. Israeli and Palestinian leaders meet to draft future peace agreement. On Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met together for what was described as a friendly and productive meeting. The meeting's goal was to begin drafting the terms of a future peace settlement that will be presented in the upcoming US-sponsored Middle East conference. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, for this meaningful progress through diplomatic dialogue. May heaven bless Israel and Palestine with lasting peace and contentment for all.
Fly-in news. Polish citizens want their troops home. In a recent survey of nearly 850 Poles, a large majority of 72% said they did not approve of Poland's military presence in Afghanistan. Currently, 1,200 Polish servicemen and women are stationed in Afghanistan as part of a NATO peacekeeping operation. We pray for peace in Afghanistan and the safe return home of the Polish troops. May God protect the servicemen and women until the day soon arrives.
Flying News. U.S. President says the Six Nation talks may be a good model for U.S.-Iran relations. Speaking this week in Pennsylvania, U.S. President George W. Bush stated that the current success in multi-party negotiations and diplomacy with North Korea could serve as an example for U.S. relations with Iran. The president reaffirmed his plans to resolve any issues with Iran through diplomacy. He said that he could envisage sit-down talks with Iran in a manner similar to what has already taken place with North Korea. Thank you, and God bless President Bush for choosing a diplomatic resolution. May heaven bless the U.S. and Iran with shared peace and understanding.
Fly-in News. European Union opens borders to new members. Officials of the European Union have announced that 9 new member states will be able to join the Schengen Free Movement Area before Christmas this year. The Schengen Agreement removes border controls and visa requirements, allowing people to travel and work freely in countries which have implemented the agreement. The 9 new states are the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Poland, Slovakia, and Slovenia. Rui Pereira, Portugal's interior minister, stated this will serve as a real incentive for the citizens of the new member states to feel that they are full European citizens. Congratulations, new Schengen member states! We wish your people great happiness through freedom of movement throughout the European Union.
Flying News. Syria's president offers Ramadan gift. President Bashar Assad of Syria has authorized a donation of $160 million that will be distributed to government employees. The amount for each person is equivalent to half a month's salary and will be given prior to the Eid al-Fitr festival at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. According to Syria's finance minister, President Assad is authorizing the donation to help employees be better able to meet their financial needs. Thank you, and Allah bless President Assad for your kind gift and your wish to improve the lives of your co-citizens. May the people of Syria be blessed with happiness and prosperity.
Flying News. South African festival celebrates Indian culture. A 9-week-long festival of Indian culture took place recently in Johannesburg, South Africa. The festival was called Shared Histories, Celebrating India in South Africa, and featured contemporary and classical music, theater, dance, and more. Shared Histories was originally conceived as a celebration of the 60th anniversary of Indian independence, but the festival was so popular that organizers say it may become an annual event. May the people of South Africa and India's understanding and appreciation of each other's cultures flourish and blossom. Best wishes for an even more successful festival in the future.
Flying News. Lives are saved using space-age technology at world's largest cardiology hospital in Moscow. In Moscow, a 17-year-old Russian boy received a successful heart implant using state-of-the-art technology designed by NASA. He was the youngest person to receive a heart implant in Russia. Robert Benkovsky from Micromed Cardiovascular said, "The design of part of the pump is based on the booster pumps of the shuttle main rocket engines, so it really is based on NASA technology." Thank you, and God bless NASA and the Russian doctors for using the latest technology to help save precious lives.
Flying News. Experts confirm the effectiveness of several methods of alternative medicine. Each year, billions of dollars are spent in the U.S. on complementary and alternative approaches to Western medicine. Several years ago, 8 universities created the Consortium of Academic Health Centers for Integrative Medicine to foster and promote research on alternative therapies. The consortium, which now consists of 38 member universities, has found several alternative treatments to be effective, including acupuncture for pain, St. John's wort for depression, guided imagery for pain and anxiety, and glucosamine for joint pain. Thank you, Consortium of Academic Health Centers for Integrative Medicine, for alternative medicines to better health. May heaven bless your research with continued success.
Flying News. Young people in U.S. rate family and spirituality as top factors for happiness. A U.S. survey recently conducted by the Associated Press and MTV for youth between the ages of 13 and 24 found that they said their happiness depended most on family and spirituality. In response to one question, 80% of youth who said that religion or spirituality were important in their lives also said that they were happy. And to the open question, what brings you happiness? The top answer was spending time with family. Thank you, Associated Press and MTV, for this illuminating survey. May heaven bless all young people in the world with a loving family and spiritual values that bring inner comfort and peace.
In world news, OLAC, or Vietnam, is chosen for United Nations Initiative. OLAC will be the first country to put into practice the One UN Initiative. The goal of One UN is for the individual United Nations bodies to join together and act as one unit, and thus function more effectively. OLAC was accorded the honor of being the first country to implement this innovative new phase of the United Nations. Thank you, and God bless OLAC, as well as all those involved in the One UN project, for your efforts to serve the needs of the global community. Up next, a tropical island is producing solar energy. We're going out to play frisbee with our dove. Noteworthy news will be back shortly, so please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The dog with a gardening tip today. Did you know that you can brighten up your salads with edible flowers? The most popular varieties are nasturtium, calendula, pansy, impatiens, and petunia. Arrange the fresh blooms and petal onto salads. You can also use them to decorate vegan cakes. Thank you for watching. Now it's time for the weather from around our beautiful world.
humanitarian news, the European Commission has allocated 1 million euros in aid to Nicaragua to help the nation after Hurricane Felix. The Commission's humanitarian aid will help provide much-needed clean water, temporary shelters, first aid, and food supply. At least 40,000 people are in need, and more than 9,000 houses need to be replaced. Thank you and God bless the European Commission for aiding Nicaragua in time of need. May heaven bless the wonderful people of Nicaragua abundantly as you rebuild your homes and lives.
In green technology news, sun, sea, and solar power, the prototype for an artificial floating island that will provide solar power, is currently being built in the Gulf Emirate of Ras Al Khaimah. The Solar Island is a collaboration between Swiss Center for Electronics and Microtechnology and the local government of the Gulf State. It promises to produce electricity and clean fuel hydrogen using solar power, requiring only to be near the equator for optimal performance. The islands are relatively inexpensive and can be used at sea where space is not an issue. That is amazing. Thank you and heaven bless Ras Al Khaimah and Swiss Center for Electronics and Microtechnology for your teamwork in shifting towards green technology. Coming up, a dog named Brother rescues a friend. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. You're watching Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In education news, a three-year project to improve girls' education has been launched in Afghanistan. The plan, jointly organized by the Ministry of Education and United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is supported by the Afghanistan Girls' Education Initiative Working Group. This plan aims to accelerate the enrollment of girls, train female teachers, and provide nutrition facilities in schools. Thank you and heaven bless Afghanistan, the United Nations, and all the supporting agencies in your steadfast mission for the sake of our future generation. May Allah bless the Afghan children with a bright tomorrow.
In animal news, a Labrador named Brother jumped into a deep valley to rescue his human friend in Formosa, or Taiwan. When a group of workers could not find one of their co-workers for a few hours after lunch, they started to worry about him. Brother had often played with a missing man, as he was a good friend of Brother's human companion. The rescue team was alerted by Brother's barking and finally found the man. Brother risked his own life to rescue another being who is neither his companion nor caregiver. We are touched by Brother's unconditional love and sacrifice. Thank you, Brother, and may God bless you with a long and happy life.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Drive Safely.
There was the pub closing hours, and the two guys just sitting there and wanting more drink. So the bartender, you know, almost like throw him out. So he called a taxi to bring these two home. And he said, okay, you please bring them home safely because they're too drunk. I don't trust them to drive their own car. So the taxi said, okay, but where to? He said, the left one to, you know, Franklin Street, the right one to Washington Street, number 3 and blah, blah, yeah? So the taxi driver drove out. About 10 minutes later, the taxi driver came back and asked the bartender, please tell me which one go where, because I drove too fast. I drove too fast on the curve and both of them, you know, shift into the wrong position. A mix up, you know, I don't know which one should go where.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline was written originally in Oloxese or Vietnamese by one of our viewers.
Niềm vui duy nhất của tôi sau khi đi làm về là được xem chương trình truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư. Thật là đa dạng và đầy ý nhị trong từng cách diễn đạt, làm tôi cảm thấy phấn khởi vì không còn cảm thấy cô đơn trên con đường tầm đạo. Chương trình truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư ngoài những mục giải trí lành mạnh còn hàm chứa thông điệp của một vị thầy lúc nào cũng kiên trì để nhắc nhở chúng sinh tìm về cội nguồn của mình bằng tình thương yêu vô bờ bến của Ngài. Chương trình truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư là gạch nối, là tình thương gắn bó chúng ta lại với nhau để cùng chia sẻ những thăng trầm trong đời sống và cũng nâng cao tinh thần phục vụ bên cạnh Ngài.
Thank you, loyal viewer, for your kind heartlines. We're touched by your inspiring words and wish you God's abundant love and blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We really appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@supremastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
We have very much enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You can find us around the world, any time of day and any day of the year at supremastertv.com. We'll see you next time. Mia Doga, which is goodbye in Owe language. Until then, peace, joy, and God's blessings.